Very good morning and welcome to your weekly health and well-being show. Today we take a look at the latest fitness regime kicking up a storm. CrossFit, the method used to tone up the cast of Spartan movie 300, no less, to help strengthen and tone your bodies. We find out from Ben and Candice about LifeSpark coaching and if it's all about load and bulk. 4001 is the text number if you've got any questions on health and fitness for my guests this morning. Then we talk beauty and how the way we look affects our sense of well-being from culture to culture with the ladies from Sarah Beauty Lounge. Then just after 11 o'clock this morning, I'm going to be discussing stem cell storage as more parents become interested in ensuring their children's future. Stem cells can be the basis for bone marrow transplants and a technique to treat diseases like leukemia. Research has shown that stem cells can also help treat type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease and Alzheimer's. We speak with Dr. O'Connell, Medical Director of Cells for Life, as I said, just after 11 o'clock this morning. Now, you know the text number 4001 with any questions for my guests this morning, or you can tweet at Suzanne Radford. And whilst you're at it online there, why not check out our brand new website, DubaiEye1038.com, and get involved with all that's happening there. So it gives me pleasure to welcome to the show Ben and Candice. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Yeah, very good. I'm was feeling a little sleepy this morning, and then I got talking to you guys just before it went live, and I thought, right, come on, we've got to boost up here because you guys are really energized. You're really active. So tell me what it's all about, CrossFit, and what you're doing here in Dubai.
CrossFit LifeSpark, which is our CrossFit affiliate here in Dubai, came into existence in December 2010. We started very much on the beach, doing what we could, spreading the word. It was our passion for CrossFit that brought us here, brought us to open up our affiliate rather than a market necessarily. So suddenly we were tasked with introducing people to it. And CrossFit is the sport of fitness. It is a training methodology that looks to increase your general physical preparedness, so your fitness for life. So whether you're a mum that's running around busily after three small children, a rugby player out on the pitch, a first responder, whatever it might be, CrossFit is designed to make you better at what you do.
A first responder?
Paramedics, police, military. In Europe and the US, we find that a lot of first responders are now using CrossFit as their primary training methodology.
Okay.
But then right through, as I say, to pregnant mums, kids, the elderly, all using CrossFit in some variation to prepare themselves better for their lives.
So what is it? What kind of exercise are you doing?
The exercise is actually broken down into some sort of categories. A lot of the movements come from gymnastics, powerlifting, Olympic lifting, and sprinting in sort of any form, running, swimming, cycling. So some examples, squats, deadlifts, shoulder press, clean and jerk, which you'll see lots of at the London Olympics. The rings on the gym for the gymnasts, again, you'll see that at the Olympics. That's all incorporated into training or into WODS, workout of the day.
Workout of the day. Yeah. So it's like a class then. So you would come and take part with other people. How do you sort of direct this then? Both of you are coaches and owners of this here in Dubai. So how does the class run?
People arrive. Most of them have been before and come regularly, so they have a set warm-up they do themselves, which I teach everybody. Then I bring everybody to the whiteboard, and we go through what's going to happen during the class, so they already have an idea. And then I break it up into, we call it the buy-in, which is the warm-up, then it's the skill or the strength, then it's the workout of the day. And we go through each individual piece, break down the movements, rebuild the movements, and then practice the movements or put together the sequence of movements to either warm them up, get strong, or get fit.
And do you need to be relatively fit to do this in the first place?
No, because we can scale everything up or down. If you're fitter and stronger, you do a bigger range of motion and more weight. If you're not, we can change the movement, shorten the range of motion, lighten the weight, no weight. Speed of movement is another way you can scale it. So majority of our members are, now some of them might be listening, they're not unfit, but they are all there. They want to be fitter.
A lot of people hear about CrossFit, and as with most things, they'll jump on the internet, Google CrossFit, get on YouTube, and they'll find videos of the elite CrossFitters. And CrossFit is a competitive sport as well as a fun community-based training methodology. And so they get on the internet and they see guys, you know, deadlifting 250-plus kilos, you know, people swinging around on rings and doing some pretty incredible feats. And they think that's what CrossFit is, and they immediately decide, nope, I could never do that, I could never hope to do that, or I'm not interested in doing that. At the grassroots level, at the community level, CrossFit is for everybody. Whether you're 3 or 93, we can scale a program to suit your needs. We've got people that are rehabbing injuries with us, so we're working closely with their therapists or their doctors and making sure that we're helping them rather than hindering them. We've got people that are 30, 40 kilos overweight who are slowly chipping away at those years of unhealthy habits and rebuilding a healthy body. And then right the way through to our kids' class with, you know, 5-6-year-olds learning how to use their body in new and exciting ways. So CrossFit, despite what some of the scary quote-unquote videos on YouTube would suggest, is for everybody. And we as a box, as an affiliate, CrossFit affiliate, we program for lifestyle. Some boxes, which is what we refer to as our gym, will program for performance, for sports specific. We program for lifestyle. We want everyone to be better at their lives, to get up more energized, to be able to go and climb a mountain, be able to shop for a week worth of food shopping and not worry about carrying those bags up to their apartment. So that's where our main focus is. And then for people that do want to be competitive, we can supplement what they're doing in order to help them get there.
So does that mean you have like a big beginner, intermediate and advanced class, or are people all in together?
We initially everybody was in together, and as we grew, it worked really well. And we've reached a point in the last 6 months that our classes have needed to be split. So we have a beginner's class and then we have an intermediate advanced class. But unlike a lot of training systems and classes, really, we don't split our classes based on strength or fitness. That is a component of how we define the classes, but ultimately we define them based on skill. So you may have somebody in class who's extremely strong and extremely fit, but brand new to CrossFit, so don't know our range of motion, our movement standards, or the movements that we're using. So our beginners class are using the fundamentals of movements, teaching the basis of movements, good technique, good foundation. Once people have that, they'll move into our intermediate advanced class, and that's when our coaching cues will become more specific, more individual focused. So you'll still have a wide disparity in the weight that people are moving in the two classes and how fast they're completing the workouts, but ultimately their skill requirements are the same. And we found that's the most effective way to coach and to ensure that people do have a solid base in technique.
Well, I was looking at your website and I was looking at pictures of CrossFit, and I mean, goodness me, it's quite extraordinary. I mean, here, as you mentioned, Ben, you know, kind of Olympic, you're seeing people on rings as you would the gymnast, as I would see on TV watching something like the Olympics, you know, with the rings doing their movements around. In fact, you know, you've got trainers there or other people in the class helping support somebody as they're kind of upside down, hanging from the rings there, and you've got also a kind of circus light almost with plates doing balance, and obviously those plates are weights, so you know you've got some weight there. And then when I'm looking at the environment, it's quite raw. I mean, it's, you know, it's, we're not looking at this kind of what we're used to, which is sort of a traditional gym setting, even though you've got barbells and similar equipment in there. But you know, there's somebody here that's lifting lying back on, you know, three boxes, for example. So yeah, this is all part of the concept. How does that make a difference as opposed to what we're used to in a gym?
The entire room can be considered sort of a functional room. We use every inch, every wall space. One of the movements is called wall ball, which is holding the ball on your chest. You squat down, stand back up fast, and throw the ball up to a target on the wall. So if there was something on the wall, it would definitely get broken.
Right.
So the raw aspect to it allows you to... The premium really is on space. The more space we have, because we teach a lot of the movements, the better. So we don't want kit in the way in there. We want the open space because we want to be able to guide athletes through the movements, let them throw around some big weight if they're capable, if they've got the strength and the stability within the movement. Go for it, push the envelope a bit, move some really big weight, see what you can do. That's where a lot of the fun side comes into it. I know how to do a clean and jerk. Okay, well, how much can I clean and jerk? Okay, well, I want to add a little bit more. Oh, wait, no, I've messed up. A little bit less. Oh, no, but I feel good again today. Add a little bit more. So the once you've got your foundation in the skill and the movement, it's playtime. Yeah, playtime. Push some weight, see what you can do, see what we can achieve. But the whole room is a functional room.
And it's a shock, I think, for a lot of people, especially in Dubai, because we are so pampered and so well looked after. People come in and go, "Well, where's your mirrors? How do you know you're doing it properly if there's no mirrors?" And it's about understanding your body. People come in and go, "Well, there's no TVs. Where's, you know, all of these things?" We're currently in the process of moving to a dedicated and facility in JLT that's going to be triple the size that we're in now, and trying to explain to the contractors that we don't need PowerPoints in the floor. But what about the machines? We don't have machines. We want open space. We want to be able to move around, use our bodies. A common term that's being thrown around at the moment is sort of caveman movements, but ultimately that's what we're looking at. We're looking at functional movements, pulling, pushing, climbing, jumping, throwing, catching. All of these things that our bodies are designed to do are movements that we try and emulate in CrossFit in various ways. And you can't do that if you're kind of ducking and diving between this machine and that machine. So it's space lets us do what our bodies are designed to do.
Have you done CrossFit? What's it like? Let us know. If you haven't done it, do you like the sound of it? Would you like to know more about it?